What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my co-host and also my co-partner and my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So hello, Kathy. This week we had news that Hulk Hogan passed away. Mm-hmm. And he was somebody that Kathy, you wouldn't go as far as calling him an acquaintance, but he's from your hometown. Mm-hmm. He lived there in Clearwater. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sad about that.
He had a house next to my aunt and uncle's house on the beach. Mm-hmm.
So what a great guy. I mean, I know he had problems over the years, but he finished well. I mean, he really did. And we were down in Kathy's mom dad's church, Indian Rocks. What's the full name of the church, Kathy?
Baptist Church.
It's the Indian Rocks Baptist mm-hmm. Church. And we knew that Hulk Hogan attended there, and we were coming in the church, and Kathy goes, look, there's Hulk Hogan. And I said, oh, yeah, it is
Hulk. He sat next to us. Yeah.
So it turned out.
Him and his entourage, yes.
So he had, like, an entourage of people coming in.
His wife and his stepkids, yes.
You could tell that those guys with him really liked him. Like, mm-hmm. He had a whole group of people come in, mm-hmm. and it was kind of cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not one to go up and approach a celebrity because I think that's not appropriate. I mean, celebrities need to be left alone. Their privacy should be respected. I was sad to hear that, and I'm glad to see that Hulk was inspiration to many people. And I think that
he was a really nice guy. He was very soft spoken, and he wasn't like his persona, you know.
We just saw him not long ago. We saw him in April.
I've known him for through over the years because where I used to work in Florida, he bring his kids and.
Yeah, so you saw him.
Yeah,
it's not like you knew him.
But
you saw him out there.
Saw him before, met him before a couple of times, and some of his friends, you know.
Yeah, so anyway, that was sad. And I think that he was just a great source of entertainment back when we were growing up in the 80s. I mean, he was just in the Rocky movies. Yeah, it was, it was funny. My daughter, we were talking about, we get the guy's name right, John Cena was retiring.
Right.
And she's like, oh, John Cena's retiring. And I was like, Madison, you realize that that's not really real. And she actually thought that professional wrestling was real. He'd run all these awards.
Well, they do stuff. Well, I mean, they're athletes. They're definitely athletes. They're doing different stunts and stuff like that. They're definitely, they're definitely athletes. They're, big. They spend a lot of time and effort on their.
It's a performance.
Right.
And so anyway, that was what I want to talk about today. And we've actually had some shows where we had referenced Hulk years ago regarding, the personal umbrella policy. And I'm not going to go back and dig that back up. But, it's something that the show today I want to talk about was what are the big ticket items in insurance? If you had to choose something in insurance, what would be the important thing to have? What's the big ticket item? I can think of two things. One of them is called purchasing a personal umbrella policy. We're going to talk about what that is. The other item I call the big ticket item is having your home insured to its value, and also having, if you can get it, the guaranteed homeowner's replacement endorsement, where if your house burns, the insurance company is going to replace your home, no matter if there's a, excess demand in build materials. It's going to cost a lot more. So let's dig into what an umbrella policy is. It, as an umbrella does, it covers you. I've seen some weird names for umbrellas before. There's one called a bumper chute. And in commercial I guess commercial marine coverage, like docks and wharfs and cargo ships, those things of nature, the umbrella is called a bumper chute policy, mm-hmm. which is another name for umbrella, which is kind of strange. So anyway, Kathy, we have some stories we could tell, but the umbrella stories are always
extremely important.
Kind of somber to talk about. And I hate to go down the path.
We'll talk about the fact that if you think about an umbrella, it covers you from the rain, If you think of a picture of an umbrella, so this umbrella that we're talking about, personal umbrella, which is over your personal assets, which would be over your home and your auto, and if you have any other toys or whatever, you might have other residents, maybe you own your multiple homes. That's the information we need to even, you know, to even give you a quote for a personal umbrella. But it goes over a lot of your homeowners and your personal auto and other policies that you may have underlining policies will have what we call exclusions, things they won't cover sometimes on their policies, but the umbrella sometimes does cover things. It's broader than the actual
possible.
Yeah.
I mean, but normally it's just an extra layer of liability.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are responsible to pay damages to a third party for mm-hmm. either what brought
That's
the
right.
injury or property damage.
Right.
So I'm going to ask Kathy this, and I'm going to give you the answer. When do we normally see what ends up resulting many times that ends up being an umbrella lawsuit or a claim? What kind of people do we insure that need this, or what kind of people do we see?
Usually we see this majority of the time through the auto policy, typically when there is a death or a major accident where the person is left quadriplegic or paraplegic or injured for the rest of their life.
So who causes these accidents most of the time?
Well, sometimes it can be for a lot of different reasons. If someone's not driving, or they're driving recklessly, they're drinking, they're texting, they're, you know, different things that happen. They're putting on makeup, they're eating food in the car when they're driving. I mean, there's vast amount of options and things that have happened that we've heard about or have even had claims here in our area that sometimes they don't even, you know, maybe someone ran somebody off a road or whatever, something happened, maybe not even any property damage, but these things happen and then there's a death and then they come after that customer. And if you don't have it, you got to think about it from this perspective. What are your limits of liability on, like, your homeowner's policy? If they were to, they sue you, you have liabilities. You need to have higher liabilities. I always say more than what your house is worth, because you don't want to have a lawsuit and you could lose your home. So and there's different things you have to kind of think of when you have assets, or even if you don't have assets, you need to protect yourself and your family.
I was trying to get at there, where we normally see umbrella claims involve teenagers,
yes,
and alcohol.
Yes.
If I had to say two things that we see the most prevalence of is that. Now, as far as losing your home, Kathy and I are not attorneys. What my understanding is, you do have some things that could be protected from litigation, but maybe you have certain, you know, your bank accounts. I think there may be some retirement accounts that may be protected assets. This is not our cup of tea. We don't go out there and start.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get the coverage in place, and then the attorneys can decide who's responsible for what.
But when
understanding that a secondary home can be something that's up for grabs. Like if you get equity in a secondary house, I don't think your primary residence. I think there are some protections there with the law for that, but you've got other assets that may be up for grabs, and in the absence of an umbrella policy,
right.
All of a sudden you have assets that are going to be used to pay for a loss,
right.
in a legal situation.
So when you think about an umbrella, you think about too, you're getting the coverage. Maybe it's $1 million. I think we can get insurance higher than $5 million or $25 million. It depends on what you need in your assets. When you have that in place, you're also getting defense costs from the insurance carrier. So it's also, if you had to go to court or had to be represented, they will give you, you know, that resource, and then they will, of course, keep, you know, help fight for you until those policy limits are exhausted. The thing I like about the umbrella is, you know, things happen, accidents happen. When we've had several claims, it's interesting to see that they have gone after multiple policies that the customers had for the policy limit. Like they went after, you know, their home and their auto, and try to go after their business as well as their personal. Like they had, this customer had both personal and commercial. They went after every policy limit and were wanting to see if they could get that. And that's really upsetting and disturbing. But there was a death in one of the situations that we have insured, and If we did not have that in place, the customer even said to us, you know, we would have lost everything. You know, thank you so much for talking to us about this. Thank you for helping us with this, because it's something that we talked to them about. They didn't really think we were going to have to use it anytime soon or they have to use it, and they used it. And they were very thankful that we discussed it and talked to them about their personal assets and what they had.
So this is the big ticket item.
One of the big ticket items.
So we're going to come back after the break and talk some more about our show today. We're calling the big ticket items in insurance from a very high level. And if you had to choose an insurance policy, what would we think would be, you know, for a catastrophe? And I think insurance is best used in a, you know, when you have your house burns or you get sued for $1 million. That's when you need to have your insurance policy there. So I will be back after the break with my wife, Kathy. We are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in three locations. One is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and next to the post office. And we're located in the South State Bank building right there. And we're not part of the actual bank, but we actually run our separate wing there for More Insurance Services. So come by and see us there in Blairsville. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building, which is right there next to the hospital, which is a red brick building. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location is located at 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. We're right next to United Community Bank. That's our main hub. So come by and see us there for your insurance needs as well. We have another location. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, also on Highway 64 West. It's right next to So Good's restaurant, right past the Arby's there on the main drag. So if you want to come by and see us there, Murphy, we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there as well. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. We're between Burger King and United Community Bank there on the main drag as well. Not downtown, but on the main drag on 515. So please come by and see us there also for your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge. We have, of course, our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can also go from that particular website to our other websites for the other entities that we own. You can request a quote, pay a bill, different things on there. You can also check out all these great podcasts about insurance. If you'd like to, if you missed one, you can check them out on our website as well. And please like us on Facebook.
Okay, so today we're talking about what are, you know, some big ticket items. And our philosophy is that turn in small claims, it's nice to have insurance coverage, but let's think about the reality of it. You turn in a small claim, you're having the chance of, especially if it's an auto claim, having your rates raised for 3 to 5 years, or also, you know, having that on your record and another claim happens and you get canceled. So,
right. I always tell people if they pay out, the insurance carriers pay out at all, you just need to expect they're probably going to increase your rate possibly, or you lose discounts for claims as well. Or if you have too many, of course, they might also take that gamble that they could actually, you know, non-renew your policy and cancel it. So I think sometimes people don't realize, well, they always tell me all the time, well, that's why I pay for insurance. Well, true, if it's for like a windshield or something small, then, you know, you can do that. We don't have a problem. You turn it in. That's completely up to you. That's their decision. But we do want to advise them that it could be potentially a problem with their rates, or also with them even staying on the policy, especially when they had a lot and meant multiple.
So that's a, you know, that's not good. No. It's just the way it is. And we feel that it's good to only use your insurance for a major,
right?
You know, you're getting sued, your house is burned. You know, if you're not going to use it for small claims, then why not just carry a higher deductible? Because you get money off your insurance premium by having a higher deductible credit.
Right. We always say the higher deductible, the lower your premium, and that's true. You can absorb some of that. You have some, you know, some people, a lot of people do 2,500 or even 5,000. Some people have asked for higher if they can. And if you can't afford that, that will help. If you can't, then, you know, that's okay too. I mean, 1,000 is fine too. But again, it helps with the company looking at that particular risk.
That's right. And, you know, we probably need to look at our deductibles.
Ours are higher.
I'm carrying 1,000 some of them. I might want to go higher.
We've done higher. I fixed them all.
Okay, well, that's good. But be as it may, you know, if you have a larger claim, you know, it's good to have, you know, you're saving money by carrying a higher deductible. And one philosophy would be to use that savings to go back and purchase an umbrella policy or higher liability limits. I've got some examples here. You know, a lot of times, I said before the break, a lot of times these claims involve what's called vicarious liability. Mm-hmm. And that means you're responsible for the actions or something happening because maybe you own a pet. So, yeah, I mean, that's not really, not really vicarious liability, but that normally involves like your child has caused an accident. Or maybe in our case, you know, we're vicariously responsible for the acts of our employees, things of that nature. But in general terms, like, you know, you're responsible for your teenager.
And your dog.
You're responsible for your dog. Yes. You're responsible for your livestock. You know, if a livestock gets out of its fence and goes out in the road.
And that happens a lot around here.
Causing an accident. Mm-hmm. So I've got some claims here that I just found online, you know. As I said before, a lot of these involve teenagers or you know, alcohol. Here's one where a gym teacher sued a student because the student had written, I guess, disparaging remarks about the teacher on social media. Now, that can get you in trouble in a hurry.
Slanderous or...
Well, yeah. It wouldn't be slander. That would be what's called libel because it's written...
From the perspective of the teacher, they're thinking they're slandering them, reputation, or what have you.
The legal definition, and I'm an attorney again, obviously, but, you know, slander is the spoken, if you speak something out of your mouth, that's a slander. If you write something about somebody, that's libel.
Yes.
People just pop off things so fast now with social media. Like, we can be sitting around a conversation, and then next time we know, our daughter's tell them what we just said to somebody else. You know, right. It doesn't have to be anything bad, but it's like sometimes there's not much privacy anymore with people. Right. It's just instantaneous. Here's one.
There's nothing wrong with transparency, mind you, but at the same time, it's gotten a little out of hand with all the social media platforms and everything like that. So
here's a claim where a dog attacked another dog, and they were sued because the dog that was attacked was a show dog.
Oh, no.
And because of that, it could not be in shows anymore, and it was sued for loss of income, and a jury awarded the dog's owner $450,000.
Wow.
I can buy a lot of dogs for that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here's one where you're the cool mom, and you agree to buy kids and their friends alcohol, and if you promise to stay at home. Of course, the rest of the story is somebody left, they were intoxicated, and there was an accident, and the parents of another person ended up suing, and it was $2 million award.
Right. So I think about that, too, with people getting married. Like, they have a wedding, and they have alcohol there. That's another thing, a big ticket. You need to make sure you have, you know, liquor liability for that event or special events policy to protect you, since you're, you know, the bride's family that's paying for it. But then sometimes things happen and they bring their own or whatever. That's one thing. But if you've supplied it, you need to make sure and be careful about that too, because they could leave the wedding and then get in an accident and say that you let them drink at your even wedding. We've heard stuff about that as well. So you know, be careful.
We insure a wedding venue, and we've been through all the scenarios with that. And, you know, we do have in place the bridal party is buying a event liability policy. And if they are serving alcohol or alcohol to the premises, we include liquor liability as well, just for this reason. If somebody leaves, and sometimes you just can't control your guest.
No.
I mean, we've seen that.
You can't control a lot of things in life, but you try to at least protect yourself and your family. Yeah.
I mean, I know Kathy left the wedding early because it was getting kind of rowdy.
Oh, yeah. We did.
A little bit rowdy, right?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
So, yeah. Or even, you know, I think about our class reunions we have.
It wasn't just me. There's a lot of people leaving because it was getting wild. So, which, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
They're celebrating.
I know to leave at a certain time. I guess I'm boring. I'm not a drinker. I don't drink alcohol. But, you know, it is a point of liability. I mean, you've got.
And especially if you drink and drive and get out there on the, anywhere on the roads, and you know, you're not, you know, your reflexes are not in the best, but they get in accidents or kill somebody, that's just, you know, unfortunate situations that we need to try to avoid. And that's what we do with insurance. We try to avoid exposures. So we try to avoid situations and prepare people for that.
And now we have, you know, texting is
a big thing.
Maybe
a
as
big
bad
ticket.
As alcohol now. Yeah. So, well, I think we're about wrapped up here today. And we just want to talk about, you know, if you had to buy something, please consider getting an umbrella policy. They're all getting a little bit harder to get now, but we would advise you to consider carrying
an
umbrella policy.
Especially if you have kids.
That's right. Don't risk a lot for a little.
Yes.
So, okay. So we are out of here, and we'll be back here next week for another show. And we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.